Yang Jiechi has joined a chorus of other Chinese officials, calling the U.S. move wrong and pressing the Americans to reverse the decision. Yang also says the move has the potential to destabilize cross-strait ties. He's made a statement in New York on the sidelines of the annual general debate of the UN General Assembly. Despite repeated calls by the Chinese government to stop selling arms to Taiwan, the U.S. administration announced Wednesday a new arms package worth $5.85 billion to upgrade 145 of Taiwan's fighter jets. Yang said the U.S. is once again ignoring the improvement of the peaceful ties that have developed between the mainland and Taiwan. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei is warning that a move will damage U.S. military and security ties with Beijing.
The Chinese government and people strongly oppose it. The mistakes made by the U.S. inevitably hurt bilateral relations and cooperation in military and security of the two countries. The U.S. takes full responsibility for that.
Meanwhile, Chinese Defense Ministry spokesman Geng Yansheng said a plan of U.S. to sell arms to Taiwan will create severe obstacles for normal military-to-military exchanges. The Defense Ministry has summoned the acting U.S. military attaché to China to launch a strong protest. The move follows similar protests to U.S. Ambassador Gary Locke. Taowen Zhao is a senior researcher with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences.
China-U.S. cooperation has been expanding in various areas, and our mutual interests have been growing. Under such circumstances, Washington's continuous arms sales to Taiwan runs counter to the good momentum of China-U.S. cooperation. I think the latest arms sales will mainly affect the security cooperation between the two countries. In fact, the military relationship is the weak point of the overall China-U.S. relations. And a major obstacle in developing bilateral military ties is the U.S. arms sales to Taiwan.
The Pentagon's last arms deal with Taiwan came in January of last year. In the wake of that move, China suspended several of its military exchange programs with the United States, which only recently became normalized again. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.